We don't have a lot of ethnic groups. We might be a little bit more than we used to be. I really think it's about the same.
Okay. You never had a... You said you dropped off after the Dust Bowl. You never sort of sprung back from that?
No.
Okay. Because I know the board out there was saying that there was the potential to sort of come back, but that really didn't happen.
Now, quite a few of them, and we're still having some do this, that went when they were really young. Now, they'd have to be real young. Mm-hmm. Are selling out at California markets and coming back here and buying at our markets. Yeah. And they're happy to be here. I mean, they were born here. They know what the country is. Mm-hmm. They don't have to fight stoplights and traffic. And
yeah.
This is a place where there's a lot of homes in town that probably aren't locked at night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what somebody else, a few people said to me. That's good, especially when you can tell.
I had an older pickup, and out at the farm, I just left the keys in it. If somebody broke down or something, they'd take it and go to town, but they'd bring it back the next day.
Did people do that?
Oh yeah, it did once. That's the only time. But this fellow broke his pickup down, and he thought he had a long walk, and he come by home, and he thought, well, I wonder if Jim took keys out of his pickup, and he went in there, and he thought, well, he won't care. So he drove it 8 miles in town.
That's good.
I went out the next morning, and I thought, well, I'm just not going to worry about it till after dinner. It'll be in after a while, I think. Pretty soon, here it comes.
That's great. Yeah, that's, it's a little, I don't want to say scary, but a little, I drove from Trinidad out here, and I thought there would be more people, and I didn't have as much gas as I thought, so when I got to Pritchett, I was like, oh, I'm pretty low. And I asked somebody in Pritchett about gas, and he said, well, not unless you have a co-op card. And I said,
well, if the manager would have been there, he's got a, I'll call it a company card.
Uh-huh.
But he can run it on that, and you can pay.
Yeah, it was a Sunday, though.
So. Oh, well, I'd be Saturday or Sunday, you're in trouble.
I was out, but this guy let me use his card, and
yeah,
I gave him a couple bucks extra.
So. Yeah, well, I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
Drive in, somebody come in, they'd say, I'm just running on vapor and I don't have farm going. And I'd say, well, they say, I've got the money. And I'd, well, don't worry, I'll pump you some gas.
Yeah, this guy in Pritchett said it happens quite a bit. So,
mm-hmm.
I want to talk a little bit about your family when you were younger. What were the, who were the members of your family as a kid growing up?
You want names or you just numbers?
Relationships, actually. Like,
well, I had a father and a mother, okay. And I had a brother and a sister.
Okay.
They were three of us.
Okay.
Three children.
Okay. Is there anything else you would call your father when you were addressing him, rather than father, that you can think of?
Oh, when I was little, I believe I called him Papa, okay. But I don't really know why. I mean,
how about when you got up into your teens, say?
I might have called him Dad.
Okay. How about your mom?
I always called her Mother.
Okay. And did you know your grandmother at all?
No.
Okay.
The folks came out here right after they married. They came to Lamar,
mm-hmm.
and they picked up a homestead out 15 miles south of Lamar,
mm-hmm.
out there on the dry grass country.
Okay.
And times was tough then. And they just couldn't hardly raise any feed for cattle. It was pretty good grazing,
mm-hmm.
but they just couldn't get no cattle feed.
Okay.
And they couldn't get started. So then they moved down here. But we left all the relatives in Kansas.
Okay.
And in those days, you just didn't travel much.
Okay.
And
right.
So I met my grandfather one time. And he talked to me just a little bit.
Would you have called him grandfather, or would you have another name for him?
I think I would have called him grandpa.
Okay.